From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula during a phone conversation Friday. Earlier, Mr. Trump responded as Pyongyang leveled accusations that the U.S. leader was driving the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
And Mr. Trump repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the island of Guam. Ahead of a planned visit to the U.S. by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump indicated how the U.S. could respond to what he calls a dangerous mess.
Thursday evening, Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said he wanted to meet U.S. President Donald Trump. You can hear Maduro instructing his foreign minister to set up the meeting, preferably when he visits New York in a few weeks. However, on Friday, Trump indicated a military option against Venezuela is on the table, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess.
I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela.
Venezuela is facing mounting international criticism over Maduro's crackdown on opponents and moves to consolidate power, including the selection of the all-powerful Constituent Assembly. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Both celebrations and angry protests occurred in Kenya. More coming up. This is VOA News. President Uhuru Kenyatta has been declared the winner in presidential elections. Riots broke out late Friday in strongholds of opposition candidate Raila Odinga. A regional police commander told the Associated Press Saturday that police shot and killed two people during riots on the outskirts of a city where Odinga has strong support. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that the U.S. diplomats in Cuba who have suffered hearing loss are apparently the victims of health attacks. Canada also revealed that at least one of its diplomats in Cuba has been treated for hearing loss. Now, it has not been immediately clear how many U.S. diplomats have been affected by these attacks. Tillerson said the United States holds the Cuban authorities responsible for finding out who is carrying out these attacks, not just on our diplomats, but as you can see, there are cases with other diplomats as well. UN officials said recently that 80% of Yemen's population is in desperate need of clean water and medical care. There's actually a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 1,700 people since April, with more than 320,000 suspected cases. This comes on the heels as state media reports that four United Arab Emirates soldiers have been killed in a helicopter crash in Yemen. WAM News Agency reported early Saturday that soldiers were participating in a Saudi-led campaign targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen. WAM said the helicopter crash happened in Yemen's southern Shabwa province, where U.S. airstrikes have targeted Yemen's local al-Qaeda branch. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, both from the air and on the ground. The rebels seized Sana'a in 2015, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government into exile to Saudi Arabia before it returned to the Yemeni port of Aden. Canada's government has partially filled in a ditch so that pedestrians surging through an illegal border crossing from upstate New York into Quebec won't hurt themselves. It has set up uprising and processing tents, and it's also hiring people to transport and feed the newcomers. Despite those welcoming gestures, Haitian asylum seekers can't get too comfortable, according to immigration experts. Many Haitians would find it difficult to qualify as a refugee in Canada and claim political asylum. That's because it requires that claimants prove a well-founded fear of persecution and that economic hardship is not enough. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.